Every day, in communities just like yours, men and women devote their lives to building our economies, brick by brick and job by job. These are their stories. You're listening to From the Ground Up, North America's Top 50 Economic Developers, hosted by Tim Tarantine and Amanda Harrison.
We are so glad you're joining us today for From the Ground Up, North America's Top 50 Economic Developers. I'm Amanda, and I'm here with Tim.
Hello.
And I had the opportunity this week to speak with Rusty Brockman. He is the Director of Economic Development in New Braunfels, Texas, and he specifically works for their Chamber of Commerce organization.
Rusty is a great guy. I've met him before. However, I think if I remember correctly, this guy is involved in literally everything in his community. He's like the most active economic developer I know.
Yeah, he absolutely is. And as soon as you listen to this interview, you are going to just hear the love for his community and his voice. What's unique about Rusty is that he actually worked in public education for 28 years before he started his career in economic development. So he has a love for his community. He has a passion for the next generation. And he really opened up to talk a little bit about the strengths and the challenges from his community that I think a lot of people listening today can relate to.
Oh, this is going to be great. Let's let the interview roll.
Rusty, thank you again so much for agreeing to join us today on North America's Top 50. Kind of our favorite question to get this going is, what's one thing everyone should know about you?
My goodness, Amanda. First of all, let me say thank you very much for asking me to be a participant in this. It's an honor to do this. I'm a retired professional educator for 30 years, having coached and taught and been a principal and a central office administrator. And so getting out of this when I retired in 2001 and getting into economic development, something that I knew nothing about, was a little bit scary. And it's certainly been an honor for me to be able to serve our chamber here in New Braunfels, Texas, as well as our city, to be able to do economic development work and to be able to learn and understand the importance of it to a community the size of New Braunfels, Texas. So I would think that maybe knowing that I'm not an educated economic developer, but an educator, and gotten into this as a second career, might be that one thing that people might like to know.
Yeah, I think that's a great start and a great introduction to who you are, Rusty. And, you know, I find it interesting that a lot of economic developers or people who work in the industry now didn't necessarily start there. So I guess a question for you would be, has your experience, those almost 30 years in education, did that impact your role and your work today? How does that impact it? Do you find there to be a connection?
Well, I think it's all part of making people aware of what is important about having a solid community, creating intelligence in young people and being able to provide them with a good, strong education is similar to what I've been doing for the last 13 years is sharing the information and details and data about a community that's vibrant like New Braunfels, Texas, with site selectors and prospects, business owners, industry leaders around the U.S. as well as around the world, has been really one of the focal points that I think I've probably carried over from the education side. One of the things that I tell a lot of people, though, as a professional educator and getting into this business, is that It's unfortunate that in the education business, we do not take time to train up our educators about the importance of economic development in a community. Teachers see students on a daily basis, and their goals are to provide a smiling face and a loving atmosphere to be able to teach kiddos what to do in English and math and science and social studies and music and PE and all of the other things. But we have not trained our teachers to make them understand how important economic development is to those kiddos as well as to a community. If you teach those kids the right way and you provide them with an opportunity to be able to learn that if they're what they're learning is going to provide a community with a good solid workforce, or it's going to provide those kiddos the opportunity to go on to college and then be successful businessmen and women. But that provides something for the community as well. And we haven't done that with education. And so I think that's one of the things that I tell my friends in education. It's important that they need to be doing now. And it's also what I tell my friends in economic development. Don't forget about those educators and how helpful they can be out there. So maybe crossing those two lines has been important.
Yeah, absolutely. And we really are all better when we work together and we understand what each other are doing across the whole community, business, not-for-profit, economic development, education, like you mentioned. Have you been able to implement any programs or do any kinds of campaigns that have helped make the community more aware of what you're doing specifically in the chamber and with economic development in New Braunfels? I know one thing that you and I previously talked about was a radio show that you do weekly called Inside the Chamber. Are there things like that that are really helping you draw awareness to the work that you're doing?
Well, Inside the Chamber provides the community with what's going on at the Chamber of Commerce here across the broad spectrum, not just economic development, but also Convention and Visitors Bureau and our membership team and our Small Business Council. But one of the things that's part of the chamber that I was a member of as a principal and continued as an employee here at the chamber is our Business Education Partnership Committee. That group is a group of business people who come together and work with our local schools, whether they be public or private or parochial, to be able to make sure that the business community stays well in touch with our local school districts and our kiddos, providing them with maybe opportunities in internships or providing them with mentors who could go into the classroom, or also providing those kiddos with the opportunity to be able to see that business growth and development is important for them, whether they're in first grade or 12th grade. And so that particular committee plays an integral part in working directly with our schools, whether it be on a broad district-wide manner or whether it be in specific classrooms, high school, middle school, or elementary school. And that particular group meets once a month. They have several different projects that they do year-long. One of the things that has grown out of that business education partnership is our Communities in Schools program, which is an effort to keep kiddos in school and not drop out. Also, we have a New Braunfels Manufacturers Association, and from the manufacturing side of the house here in our community, they work closely with our Business Education Partnership Committee and our schools to provide opportunities for kiddos to take tours of different industry sectors throughout the community and also provide them with the understanding of what it takes to become an employee in those different industries. So our partnership with just those two groups, our Manufacturers Association and our Business Education Partnership, has been critical to keeping our schools and business well in tune to what's going on both sides so no one misses out.
Yeah, that sounds like a great partnership with some great programs making headway in those areas. Thank you for telling us a little bit about those. And to switch gears a little bit, I know we've talked about some aspects of the community, but for you, tell us a little bit about New Braunfels. What makes your community really unique and kind of sets it apart from other areas?
Well, New Braunfels is right on I-35, the NAFTA highway between Mexico and Canada, in between San Antonio and Austin, two really vibrant metropolitan areas that provide us with a lot of opportunities to be able to help businesses grow and also to attract businesses because of our transportation infrastructure, as well as our access to two large metropolitan areas for other services that a business may have that comes to New Braunfels. We have about 65,000 people within the city limits, about 110,000 people in the county. We draw from a workforce that's about in a 30-minute radius, about 450 to 500,000 people. It's a well-trained and available workforce that is always providing businesses with good quality workers. We have two fine public schools that are recognized statewide by the Texas Education Agency. And we also have a Central Texas Technology Center here, which is connected with Alamo Colleges in San Antonio. That training facility is an opportunity for not only high school kids to attend and get some training in specific manufacturing and workforce skills, but also it's an opportunity for our local businesses to be able to go to and work with the staff there to be able to provide industry-specific curriculum for their businesses, whether it's new needs that they might have or whether it's training up new employees that they might be hiring to do the skills that they need to do their job. One of the things that we're proud of is that we help train up some of the automotive industry folks when Toyota opened in San Antonio, and we trained up all 1,500 employees at the new Caterpillar plant in Seguin. Those skills were a variety of skills that the Caterpillar administration brought to our staff at the school to be able to make sure that all of the new people they hired in that facility were going to be able to do the job they needed done. And so those are just a couple of the things that New Braunfels is known for. On the other side, the tourism business, New Braunfels is home to the largest water park in America, Schlitterbahn. We draw about 1.5 million to 2 million visitors every year just coming to our two rivers, as well as the Schlitterbahn Water Park and our Natural Bridge Caverns and the Natural Bridge Wildlife Ranch. So we have a lot of tourism going on in our community, and that's been the heart to the economy in New Braunfels for many, many years. It was founded in 1846 by the Germans and has been a German-Hispanic mix, very diverse cultures here. And so we're really proud that we have the opportunity to do the things that we do on a daily basis involving so many people and having the resources that we have to draw from to make our community a successful community.
Wow, you obviously have a ton of amazing assets in that community. That water park sounds like a blast. What, on the flip side, what are some of the biggest challenges or those things that keep you up at night in terms of economic development for your community?
Well, I think probably the primary one is that we've enjoyed some significant growth over the last 10 years. In fact, we've grown probably more than 50%. And one of those challenges that comes with high growth is the city effort to keep up with that growth, to provide the services, to expand the transportation arteries, to be able to have the right amount of water at the right spot at the right time, to be able to provide people who are moving here with a good variety of living opportunities, whether it be more affordable housing or whether it be the high-end housing, to be able to continue to provide for those folks that are moving here good schools. And in that I mean both of our school districts have been maxed out at all of their campuses for many years. And so being able to convince the community to pass bond issues to be able to build more facilities for our kiddos is really important. So those are a couple of things that have kept us all, the community, all of us up at night wanting to be able to manage appropriately. Our county government does a great job in managing their resources, but they also feel the strain on their infrastructure throughout the county to be able to keep up with the growth. So I think if there was one specific thing, is a good progressive, smart growth and being prepared for that growth is one thing that we have all been working on here in New Braunfels for a long time.
Well, congratulations on that level of growth and success. I think as far as challenges go, that growing too much too fast is probably one of the better problems to have. So I appreciate you sharing that and those insights. To close today's podcast, as you look to the future, what do you think is going to be the most important thing for communities and economic developers to really focus their efforts on?
Well, I think, again, the market is not just around the corner and down the street anymore. As everyone knows the word, the global marketplace is there. And so our efforts in general across the U.S., I think, are going to have to be very progressive thinking. We're going to have to be able to understand that there are diverse businesses out there that are being created every day by a diverse population, men and women, young and old, cultures from around the world. And to be prepared to work with, communicate, get along with, and partner with, we all have to be prepared for a variety of challenges. And I think those challenges are the ones that I just mentioned. And again, it's a global marketplace. We sell something in New Braunfels today at our New Braunfels smoker, and it's going around the globe to countries all over the world for a holiday season. And it may be a turkey or a ham, or it may be smoked meat, or it might be a new computer technology software. But whatever it is that's happening, for instance, in New Braunfels, Texas today, we are going to be affected by things that are happening around the globe today, as well as people around the globe are going to be affected by things happening in our small little old community here in New Braunfels, Texas. And so I think as economic developers, we have to understand how to communicate, how to partner, how to collaborate on efforts, and then continue to look forward instead of being happy with where we are.
Absolutely. All really great insights. And Rusty, thank you so much for joining us today. And most importantly, thank you for being one of North America's top 50 economic developers.
Thank you very much. I'm very honored and humbled to be chosen in that group. And we thank you all for what you do.
Thank you for tuning in to North America's Top 50, produced by Consultant Connect, where we're working to bridge the gap between leading economic developers and location consultants. To learn more about what we do and how to get involved, please visit consultantconnect.com or tweet me at Ron Kitchens.